Nashville bus riders are showing how much they depend on reliable service. At a series of feedback sessions this month, a WeGo transit agency has heard questions and complaints as it prepares to cut service and raise fares. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports.
The transit agency is trying to minimize the damage of eliminating routes. The goal is for most riders to still be fairly close to some bus stop, but after John Buffum looked at the new East Nashville map, he says it won't be close enough.
The nearest stop is a 15-minute walk, which precludes, you know, grocery shopping or crummy weather. I see it not being a part of my life anymore.
What's clear from the listening sessions is how much some people depend on WeGo, like writer Carolyn Love. She has trouble with walking and her vision, so she uses the appointment-based small buses that do trips from door to door. Access Ride won't be cut back in these changes, to her relief.
And to have your drivers come meet you at a door with an umbrella on a rainy day and help you fasten your seatbelt when you're getting seated. That's wonderful.
However, the cost of Access Ride will be going up along with all of the other fares. For WPLN News, I'm Tony Gonzalez.
WeGo says it's considering all public feedback before its board finalizes changes at a June 27th meeting. They'll go into effect starting in August.